Heidi Jacobs is here, and I think without further ado, I'm just going to have her open up with a song, and then we're going to talk about a special benefit, FarmAid's Family Farm Disaster Relief Benefit. But let's take a listen to this talented musician, Heidi Jacobs.
Thank you, Larry.
I've seen years go by like raindrops falling to the earth. I've heard one voice calling the same as them all, like the chatter of the birds lost in the wood. And I love you's like winter snow melting in a summer sun. I know how this ends. So just save some time, don't waste your breath. Let me walk away with something left. Breathing is hard now when the sadness comes to take you away. So let it be. Failure has been my finding. That look has been present in your eyes, the one that says you can't find the words. I understand that, but you have to know I'm not gonna let you be my hurting. So just leave before this gets to be too much. So just save some time, don't waste your breath. Let me walk away with something left. Breathing is hard now when the sadness comes to take you away. So let it be. Failure has been my finding. You had the whole thing mapped out nights ago. How you come to me and beg forgiveness, but this isn't how you saw me, no. This isn't me you're hearing. Get out of here. Get out of here. I don't want it anymore. So save some time, don't waste your breath. Let me walk away with something left. Breathing is so hard when sadness comes to take you away. Failure has been my finding. My finding. Goodbye for the last time.
Heidi Jacobs at the Saturday Light Brigade. Heidi, tell me about that song.
Well, it's actually a pretty personal song. It was written, obviously, about a breakup. Was not an advantageous time for me in my life. It was pretty severe. It was an engagement that got called off. And so, you know, through that, as a songwriter, that's always seems to be where I lean towards is the really painful aspects of life. I mean, that's inspiring for most artists. They they gravitate towards that. But I wrote the song probably about 10, 12 years ago.
Wow. Yeah. How do you feel playing it as it ages?
It definitely matures, and it feels more reflective. Sometimes I think that it does bring back some emotion, especially at different points in the song where it's very real. It's easy to get taken back to that period where you're just like, I remember why I wrote this. Oh, my God. I'm singing this in front of a bunch of people.
Oh, I'm sure people react well to that song. Mm. I think just about any time you write from personal experience, I can remember reading and listening to songs, and you think, yeah, this is just like, I know how she feels. She captured exactly the way I feel.
And get it.
There's like, she gets it. You know, she gets me. Oh, boy. You know, there really is that feeling. We'll talk with Heidi a little bit more and hear another song, too. But Steve Bodner is also here. And if you're just tuning in, we're just taking a second to talk about a special benefit coming up. Steve, you might know from the Damaged Pies. You also might know him as being an ever-present person at the Empty Bowls Dinner for the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Steve's been working to organize events and fight for justice for a long time, and you've got something coming up at the Club Cafe this coming Friday, it is, and it's going to include Heidi and Steve's group, Damaged Pies, at this benefit. Tell us what's going on.
Well, thanks first off, Larry and Ricky, for having us, as always. Nice job, Heidi.
That was great.
Yeah, we're having the 25th anniversary of the Damaged Pies Friday night at Club Cafe. Doors are at 6, the show's at 7. And the purpose of it, besides just commemorating 25 years of the Damaged Pies and Damaged Pie Day in the city and the county.
Oh, that's exciting. I do. I've got a copy of this proclamation. Congratulations. Damaged Pie. It's Damaged Pies Day.
Yeah, I wanted to remind you because there's 4 shopping days left.
Okay.
I've already seen the after Damaged Pie sales, which it's so commercial anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's they call that, what do they call that, like rhubarb Thursday or something, the day after Damaged Pies Day or the day before Damaged Pies.
I'll tell you about it. My wife's already planning to wake up early Saturday to hit the sales.
They've got the decorations for next year's Damaged Pies Day out already. It's incredible.
I want to put the pies back in Damaged Pie Day. Yeah. That's what I want to do.
So, but anyway, this event Friday is going to benefit.
Benefit Farm Aid.
Mm-hmm, which is terrific. And there's a lot of Pennsylvania farmers that are folks who need help.
And, that's why I wanted to do this. It is for the Family Farm Disaster Relief Fund. And it's just to help with living expenses for farmers who have had their livelihoods devastated by weather-related disasters. And, you know, this year we were talking about it earlier, just how bad the weather's been. And you don't think about it, but when you're a farmer, this weather can pretty much take out your way of making a living.
Ricky and I were at the Canfield Fair in Ohio, I guess it was last summer, and you sometimes really forget about rural life if you live in the suburbs or live in the city. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we saw more livestock and, you know, so many animals, and there's so much love and care in the operating a dairy farm or raising vegetables or even with livestock, and so much work to do and so much family investment, and also so many horrible things that have happened to families who live at the edge of credit or have one bad season and the rest is all gone. So this is a special night where proceeds will benefit the Farm Aid Family Farm Disaster Relief Fund. And billaid.org is how you can get more information, right? B-I-L-L.
Yeah, billaid.
A-I-D.org.
Which I wanted to thank Fran Dudding for setting up the website for that. And BillAid's what we've done for years. It was I think we were on talking about that before, about the farmer in export who had donated all his crops to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. And we've kind of tried to keep his idea alive by having BillAid. And this is just a little offshoot of that.
Well, terrific. Now, the night is going to be this Friday, Club Cafe on the South Side August 26th at 7 o'clock, and Heidi will be performing that night too, and we have time for another song from Heidi. Before you do so, anything you want to add about the cause here?
Well, I think that this summer has really shown a major need for a lot of the farm community in the local area as well as in the Midwest with all the weather damage and everything. And, you know, it's an honor for me to have been invited by the Damaged Pies to perform with them and kind of raise awareness for Farm Aid and the Family Farm Disaster Relief Fund. So, again, I want to thank you guys for having us on. It's a great privilege to be here at the Children's Museum as well.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Now, are you going to be playing out anywhere else coming up?
Not anytime soon, but hopefully we'll be planning some more things besides the Club Cafe event.
Well, great. This is, again, Heidi Jacobs. What's the name of the song you're about to play?
The Easiest Thing to Do.
And another one of yours?
Yes.
Terrific. Once again, Heidi Jacobs at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Simply put, the easiest thing to do with your time. It doesn't cost a dime. Just got to whistle or speak or breathe, and it's just fine. My music teacher said you can't make a song without a thought. You know, sometimes I think he was right. Oh, he was right. 'Cause it don't matter what you write, people are gonna have thoughts about it. Simply put, the easiest thing to do with your time, it doesn't cost a dime. Just gotta whistle or speak or breathe, and it's just fine. And I love all these people I spend my time with. They say they wish their job wasn't such work. 'Cause you see, mister, without work, there's no reason for play. Simply put, the easiest thing to do with your time, it doesn't cost even a dime. Just gotta whistle or speak or breathe, and it's just fine. Simply put, the easiest thing to do with your time, it doesn't cost a dime. Just gotta whistle or speak or breathe, and it's just fine.
That's Heidi Jacobs at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gosh, you sound great. And it would be fun to have you come down and play a full set sometime,
maybe.
We'd love to have you do that. And I know you spent time in Clarion. Are you from
Yes.
Pittsburgh originally?
I'm actually from Apollo, Pennsylvania.
Ah, yeah. Russ and Apollo is tuned in today. He's been writing to us all morning.
Awesome. Hi, Russ.
Yeah, Russ is... out there, it has been checking in.
Yeah, my mom should be listening in Apollo.
Well, I hope she is.
I hope so.
What's your mom's first name?
Cheryl.
Russ.
Hi, Cheryl.
It's Russ.
Oh, no, it's not Russ.
My mom is Russ.
Do you want to do any more Katharine Hepburn?
Sure. I could definitely do some more Katharine.
Well, what was your favorite movie that you were in?
It had to be the one that you were mentioning.
Oh, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
It's Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Yes.
I really enjoyed it. They gave me a lot of good feelings, especially after to watch it. It makes me happy.
How about Desk Set? That's one of my favorites.
Is it? I'm glad that you said that.
Yeah.
Because I enjoyed that one as well.
And Steve, thank you.
Yes,
Catherine,
Steve.
And thank you, Heidi. And Steve.
Damage Pies. Yes.
Damage
I
Pies.
I loved you in Platoon, Catherine. You were brilliant.
Wait.
Wait, was she in Platoon?
I might be wrong. Could you check, Ricky?
I don't remember.
No. This Friday, Damage Pies, 25th anniversary, all benefiting Farm Aid's Family Farm Disaster Relief Fund. And thanks for being here and for doing what it is you're doing. Anything else you'd like to mention?
Well, thanks again for having us. You always come through when we need you. And I just wanted to explain that Friday night, what we're going to have, in addition to Heidi, is bringing back a lot of the Damage Pies alumni to play. So this will be the first time that the five people who make up the band will have played together. So it should pretty much be interesting, to say the least.
Sounds good. And, you know, we keep talking about Damage Pies. If you don't know, they are a group that's been around forever and ever and ever. And have actually done really well. I mean, going down to Sun Studios and recording and having a number of other great professional accomplishments. And also nearly always, if not always, putting good causes behind or in front of their work, as they'll be doing this Friday. So good luck.
Oh, thank you, Larry. We appreciate it, as always.